This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Guys, I'm having an audio issue. What's the deal here? Am I live? Okay. I'll tell you, it's, of course, that's how the show would start. That pretty much represents the chaos that we're in right now. I'll tell you, it's amazing. I can't even believe that I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show while we are literally in the most paramount times, probably of world history, today. And you look at everything that's going on, you try to add it all up, you try to put it into a formula, you try to reach a conclusion, and that's the only conclusion you can reach. There is no other conclusion to be reached yet other than that these times are the most historical, most paramount, most incredible times to ever be alive. Whether it's being on the brink of World War III over Syria and Russia, and now you've got rhetoric being hurled back and forth between Russia like a ping pong ball and the United States just playing ping pong, World War III ping pong, back and forth over Syria. Syria's the ping pong ball. Or you've got, and this is the incredible angle that doesn't make sense in the overall equation. Unless, which leads me to my question today, is Donald Trump that dumb? Or is Donald Trump that smart to be playing World War III ping pong with Russia? Now, what do I mean by that? Do not forget about the Mueller probe. What is the purpose of the Mueller probe? Russian collusion. The Mueller probe has pretty much, or whatever you want to call it, the Mueller probe. And it is a probe. Probing anything, probing everything. We've got more clips on that. He's limitless. But think about it. Mueller sends in the FBI to raid Trump's longtime lawyer's office. They say it's for documents pertaining to the Stormy Daniels case. But he could have taken anything. He could have taken the documents from every meeting that Trump's ever had with Cohen. And this is supposed to be part of the Russian collusion probe. So you've got Russia and the United States, Trump and Putin, playing World War III ping pong with Syria as the ping pong ball. But then you have the Mueller probe investigating Trump colluding with Russia as if Russia and Trump are colluding the whole time. And they've just raided his longtime lawyer's place. Multiple places raided. So what is going on? Is Trump colluding with Russia and Mueller is probing to find that out because this is real? This is a threat? Trump and Russia taking over? Or is Trump playing World War III ping pong with Russia the real deal, and that's the real deal? Is Trump either in bed with Russia, or is Trump either about to go to World War III with Russia? And that's why you say, is Trump that dumb? Is Trump that dumb that he would go to World War III with Russia over a false flag in Syria? Or is Trump that smart that he would play the deep state Russian collusion probe like a fiddle and balk and head fake going to World War III with Russia over Syria, even though that's not really the plan? And if that's the case, you would have to assume or hope to assume that Trump and Putin have already worked out a deal, and this is all political theater. So, is that political theater? Is Mark Zuckerberg being grilled on the Hill for the second straight day, not under oath? Is that political theater? Is Robert Mueller's probe into Russian collusion with Donald Trump raiding Trump's longtime lawyer's office? Is that political theater? Or is all of it real? I don't know. Like I said, the only conclusion I can reach today is that this is the most paramount time in human history. You better be awake for it.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're here. And the president has canceled his South American trip. And they're saying they have military options on the table to strike 24 targets inside Syria, including some targets where the Russian military is based. The Russians announced 3 weeks ago they're going to pull out. Trump announced 2 weeks ago that we were going to pull out, and it was a successful defeat of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But a lot of different parties, especially the EU and the globalists, and the former Obama-era people in the White House, and some of the neocons, they want to keep the U.S. there. They want a wider war. McMaster wanted that as well. The Russians have warned this could trigger, in fact, may trigger, will trigger, a huge new world war. Because if the U.S. bombs Russian forces for the second time, we've already had Russian forces killed last year, they're saying they're going to respond militarily to the ships and the aircraft that fire the cruise missiles and drop the bombs. So you've got British attack ships, missile cruisers, destroyers, and U.S. destroyers in the area with cruise missiles and aircraft saying that they're going to strike for the next 48 hours. That was 24 hours ago. So they said they're looking at striking the next 48 hours. Trump says all options are on the table from a chemical attack, but there's no evidence that the Russians or Assad launched, and we've caught the rebels 3 times doing it. That's come out. Even the UN has admitted that. So it's incredible that the U.S. and Russia are pulling out. It's a big victory against Al-Qaeda, and that doesn't seem to matter, because right on time, this new attack takes place. So this is very, very critical time to be alive. It's a very, very dangerous time to be alive, obviously. For all these nice folks here, they're visiting the White House today and seeing the cherry blossoms that are coming into bloom. As a father of 4 children, it really upsets me, because I've really been happy with what Trump's done with the economy, with the border, with national security, with standing up to political correctness, standing up to Hollywood, getting us out of the TPP, returning sovereignty back to our own country. But to now have Trump basically manipulated by Mueller and the whole fake Russia investigation to all these new sanctions and moving troops up to the Russian border in Eastern Europe, and all this talk of war and all these sanctions, and when Russia has not done anything to us. It's Hillary in bed with the Russians and the communist Chinese. It's Mueller that's on the Russian boards and delivered the uranium on the tarmac to Russia a decade ago. It's incredible now that they're on to Stormy Daniels. That has nothing to do with Russia, because that's all they've got, trying to push Trump into firing Mueller, because he has nothing. So they want to make it look like Trump is scared of him and hiding something, because Mueller came up empty and has now moved on to basically a high-priced hooker 11 years ago. And we didn't elect Trump to be a saint. We elected him to get the job done as a CEO and turn the country around and make America great again. So let me be clear. Our military is on maximum alert right now. They're moving forces into the area. Trump said we're pulling out, saying no to the deep state. And then there's a chemical attack in a rebel-held area where the rebels, repeat, have been caught not once, not twice, but 3 times staging these. Everybody can put 2 and 2 together. So everybody needs to call Congress and the neocons, call the left, call them all that have been calling for war and say, are you people insane? This is not Iraq. This is not Libya. This is not some, you know, tin horn dictator. This is Russia, who's got a bunch of nuclear weapons and who's not done anything to us and who's helped us take on radical Islam. So that's the reality of what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here letting the president know that we stand with him and are against the strike. He's already bombed that Russian base with no evidence of the chemical weapons attack coming from there. And the Russians stood down that time. They stood down again when a bunch of Russian contractors got blown up a few months ago. And so this tension is very, very high. And the rhetoric out of Russia is we're prepared to counterstrike. If you strike us, we're going to strike you back. The Kremlin has said that. Putin has said that. If you strike our forces that are trying to pull out, why in the hell would you not want the Russians to pull out of Syria? That's everything the media claims they want, is get out of Syria. So the Russians are trying to pull out, and the leftists and the neocons and the globalists don't want that to happen. The EU also funded the collapse of the Middle East in the Arab Spring to destabilize the border regions of Syria, Turkey, so that 10 million, quote, refugees, most of them military-age men, could come in to the country, into Europe, into the EU. And so this is all part of a larger global destabilization program. And I'll assure you, if you see all these young people here, they're not being told about this in school. They don't even probably know how close we are right now. How's it going, guys? Look at these guys right here. They don't know how close we are to war. They don't understand how much danger we're all in and the things that are going on. But the president does. So the president has canceled his trips. He's in there right now with his advisors, and they're telling him, you got to look strong. You got to strike these 24 targets. You got to kill these Russians because we can't let them get out of the country, sir. We got to expand this war and endanger the whole planet. Because after all, Obama and Hillary founded the Arab Spring and ISIS and sent al-Qaeda in with the Benghazi weapons, and our whole global strategy is failing and America's coming back. So we've got to trick you as fast as possible into a new giant war. And after all, sir, Mueller's on your heels, all this made-up stuff. If you look tough and bomb the Russians, well, that'll really show them. Because no amount of sanctions, no amount of troops on the Russian border, no amount of that will ever prove anything to Mueller unless you have a nuclear war. If you have a big nuclear war, then Mueller, the real president of America, even though he's unelected, he will then be your buddy and love you. And he can go back to meeting the Russians on tarmacs and giving them uranium. So that's the insanity going on. And it's the deep state. It's the swamp. It's the bureaucracy manipulating the president, just like they did John F. Kennedy into the Bay of Pigs, the Cuban Missile Crisis, you name it. This is as bad as the Cuban Missile Crisis, but the Russians aren't in our hemisphere. They're not in Cuba. That had to be done. They are here on our doorstep. That is the globalist manipulating our president against Russia, and we are on their doorstep. We are on the Russian doorstep being manipulated by the globalists. So I've come to the president, and I'm asking all our viewers and all our listeners, everybody that's going to be watching and listening on the radio today, to call Congress, to call Talk Radio, to call C-SPAN, to get a big buzz going, and to call the White House switchboard, and to call Trump Towers around the country, because those messages get to the president as well, and say, listen, we don't want nuclear war with Russia. We want peace with Russia. Russia's Christian now. They're being free market. Compared to the communist Chinese, they're not involved in our business. It's the communist Chinese that have a whole task force threatening us in the South China Sea right now and who are taking over islands and just engaged in very belligerent blockade behavior. The Russians aren't doing any of that. They worked with our military the last 5 years to try to take out ISIS, and now they're trying to pull out. The globalists don't want that vacuum there where there's a sovereign country, so they want to destabilize it. It's very, very dangerous. We've got to stop a potential nuclear war. We've got to stop a potential larger regional war, because if you strike the Russian forces, they're going to counterstrike. Then there'll be counterstrikes on those forces. If those forces start losing, then it goes to larger weapons, and we're off the races. The Russians do have those high-powered Mach 5, Mach 6 missiles, the anti-ship missiles and submarines in the Mediterranean that will end up sinking our ships. And you end up getting sinking ships, boom, it's World War IV. World War III was the Cold War. This is World War IV, information warfare, the globalists versus nation states. It's the EU allied with radical Islam, with communist China and Hollywood and the globalists and the Vatican against America, against any sovereign nation, against Christians, against the Russians, against the Japanese and the South Koreans. That's the real alliance against the globalists that's dug into our government. So here they are in the White House right now, counting down to potential World War IV, a new world war. And these people out here, I guarantee you, just watch Comedy Central and you know, think this is all a big joke. This is all extremely serious, ladies and gentlemen. So now inside, let's zoom in on one of those windows. Now inside there right now, the president, is sitting around his council table with the generals and others, and he has been bucking expanding the war. He's been pushing to get us out of there the whole time, something our Pentagon recommended years ago, but Obama wanted to keep going on. And so now they're trying to use this crisis to push him in right as peace was breaking out and right as the economy was coming back and right as all this was happening. This is now unfolding. So we also should be praying to God for peace and for clear-headed thinking and for support for the president, because this is a globalist attack on him. And even if he ends up attacking Russia, they're still going to say he's a Russian agent. He could nuke Russia and kill every person in the country with 1,000 hydrogen bombs. And I swear to God, they'll still say he's a Russian agent, because they're the outsiders. They're the globalists that have hijacked the country. They're the ones that have surrounded us. They're the ones that are the swamp. And so they're the outside enemy. They've got to continue to say that we're the enemy, the patriots, restoring the country, restoring the military, restoring our energy systems, restoring it all. All right, folks, that's my last live transmission from D.C. More coming today. Owen Schroyer and others will be hosting in studio, but there'll be more reports as this unfolds. Can't let peace break out. The swamp is striking back, but the people are striking back. So, folks, spread the word now. Get this video out to everyone you know. We need a chain reaction to try to counter the globalists and this clear false flag chemical attack. The last three were confirmed false flags. This fourth one has the MO, the history, everything. So it's critical to get this false flag exposed and to stop the globalists from trying to trigger a larger war that could lead to World War IV. I'm Alex Jones, reporting from in front of the White House here in Washington, D.C. for InfoWars.com. And
you have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to the church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Okay, listen up. Guns80.com sees the writing on the wall. They're after the AR-15. Courts are ruling that you don't have a right to own one. Well, you need to get your AR-15 kit right now at Guns80.com. The beautiful thing about an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com is that nobody knows you have it, not even the government. It's completely secret. Obviously, that's going to be very important in the immediate future. So get your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit, best rifle you'll ever own, $499.95, Guns80.com. Go now, Guns80.com. Get it today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are now in studio, filling in for Alex here, in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. I'm Owen Schroyer, and it's pretty incredible that we sit here on the verge of World War III or World War IV, whichever way you want to say it. What we were hoping to avoid by electing Donald Trump, we thought that would be Hillary Clinton that would have us in that situation. But the deep state is trying to get its way again and may get its way with Trump as president. But we got plenty of news to cover, so I'm going to cover all the news today. Plenty of news to cover. We've got great guests today, Dr. Shiva Iyaduray. You won't believe what Elizabeth Warren is doing to Shiva Iyaduray. This is, in my opinion, racketeering at the highest levels of corruption. What is going on with Elizabeth Warren and Shiva Iyaduray in that race? It's really unbelievable. But and then you've got Diamond and Silk coming on as well. So it's like the same angle. See, Facebook, the deep state, everything is so desperate right now. They're going full bore. They're using racketeering. They're using censorship. They're trying to take the guns. They're trying to start World War III. They're using false flags. They're using fake investigations. It's all the same purpose. And really, it's been to take Trump out of office. So they're doing everything they can. They're censoring Trump supporters. They're censoring conservatives. They're using the government to try to bring down their opponents. They're using the government for political purposes, whether it be the Mueller investigation, whether it be the unbelievable story coming out with Shiva Iyaduray. And as we sit here, I had the crew bring me all of Trump's most recent tweets because there was a tweet that I wanted to recall from 2013 from Trump. So Trump tweets out early this morning, Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice, new, and smart. What a smart missile now. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his own people and enjoys it. Okay, so that's basically Trump indicating that he fully believes Assad is responsible for this. And now he's saying they're going to shoot missiles at Syria. But this is Donald Trump from September 9th, 2013, and there's many tweets that are similar to this. Don't attack Syria, an attack that will bring nothing but trouble for U.S. Focus on making our country strong and great again. That was 2013. From Donald Trump. And you can go back at Trump's list of old tweets about Syria and foreign intervention, and they're all the same. He's anti it. Now all of a sudden he's for it. Is this because he's being bullied by the deep state fake investigation into Trump-Russia collusion that never exists? So he says, well, I'll prove it didn't exist. I'll go to war with Russia. How about that for Russian collusion? How about that? How about we go to the deadliest, bloodiest war of all time with Russia to prove that I didn't collude with Russia? Or does he actually believe the chemical weapons attack in Syria was Assad, so he's being tricked into war with Russia? And if he was colluding with Russia the entire time, why wouldn't he have Sirius back in this matter, being a Russian agent? None of it makes sense. But here's what you can do. Because the president is listening, and he will take notice if his entire base is reaching out to him saying, don't start a war with Russia over Syria. You can contact the White House at whitehouse.gov. And I'm sitting here asking myself, who wants this war? I mean, really think about it. Who wants this? Who is calling for this? And it's actually a very short list that happens to include Donald Trump. Nikki Haley? Where's the Nikki Haley tweet I had here today? Here it is. Remember, this is from June 26, 2017, from Nikki Haley. Any further attacks done to the people of Syria will be blamed on Assad, but also on Russia and Iran, who support him killing his own people. And then Trump tweets out to Russia, you shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills people and enjoys it. So Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., shows the deep state's hand and says they're planning an attack to blame on Assad, which will be then in turn pointed at Russia and Iran for supporting Syria. So there's Nikki Haley showing the globalist hand to start World War III right there. Russia knew about the stage attack coming. They warned about the stage attack coming. The stage attack happens just as every other one. Media jumps to conclusion. White Hats are there filming HD footage. Media runs with the narrative. President runs with the narrative. And just as Nikki Haley warned, they blamed Assad immediately and then turned it to Iran and Russia. And now Trump is playing World War III ping pong with Russia and Syria as the ball. And so, who really wants this war? John Bolton? Is this a John Bolton neocon hawk? War hawk war? Is this a military-industrial complex war? Is this the human population decrease war that will be fought with biological weapons and chemical weapons? Or is it all a head fake because Trump wants to be able to say, how can you say I'm colluding with Russia when I'm about to go to the biggest war in the history of the world with Russia? So what are they going to say then? Well, you're colluding with Russia to start war. That's where they'll go. The calm before the storm. The calm before the storm. As Stormy Daniels is now the latest weapon they're using against President Trump. It's unbelievable. And again, there is no law for Robert Mueller. There are no boundaries. He doesn't answer to anyone. He's above the president even. Unelected. There's the New York Times. What did the president mean by calm before the storm? Well, you're looking at it right now, New York Times. As we are entering the storm. So, folks, you know, just like Alex was saying in the video in the last segment, people need to know how serious this is. You know, the average human doesn't even know what a false flag is. Maybe they do at this point. Maybe they do know what a globalist and the deep state and false flag is at this point in history. Maybe that's finally permeated the average household. But they don't really understand what's going on. You've seen it. You've seen the lemming Trump supporters jump on war with Russia over Syria immediately, just like that. Oh, they went right for it. That's not us. That's not who we are. That's not who put Trump in office. We don't want more foreign interventions. Tucker Carlson, another great show last night, talking about the false flag, talking about how there's no proof, talking about how it would be irresponsible to go to another foreign war over these reports that have been proven false in the past multiple times, even from John Bolton's people, even from Robert Mueller's people. It's the same people trying to do the same thing to start the same war to keep us in the same place.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life,
here are the stories that illustrate where we are at right now, fellow humans on this space rock hurtling through space and time as we understand it. You've got false flag attacks in Syria that the media willingly lies about, knowingly. They know it. I mean, come on. Tucker Carlson, you think he's the only one that knows what's going on, folks? Give me a break. Okay? They know. But yet still they go along with it, and they'll allow that to reach the White House, and then Trump will use that false flag attack to instigate World War III with Russia. Okay, so there's one story, you know, verge of World War III. Eh, just one little story, right? Then you've got the FBI raiding Michael Cohen's office, and home being renovated. FBI does multiple raids on Michael Cohen's properties, seizing documents, an act that many in the legal field and legal experts are saying was illegal and very dangerous considering the precedent it could be setting. But you just go raid anyone's office. I mean, think about it. Imagine if the same principle that was applied to investigating Trump was applied to every senator and every member of Congress, and they all had their lawyers' offices raided and documents seized. What do you think we would find in Nancy Pelosi's closet, in Chuck Schumer's closet, in Eric Swalwell's closet, in Kamala Harris's closet? Okay, so there you go. So verge of World War III and rogue attorneys, rogue FBI offices going fully rogue, no privacy rights, no rights to counsel, nothing. They can just take anything, seize anything, no laws. They're above the law. You're just a peon. You're a slave. You're subject to whatever the government wants and says. So that's the obvious stuff that everybody's talking about. But how about this? How about being on the verge of AI, if not already being in the middle of it? Mark Zuckerberg, and we've got the quote, we'll play the clip a little bit later, says he's optimistic that the AI tools they're putting into Facebook are going to remove hate speech. Then you've got AI, crime-predicting AI, rolling out in India. So you've got social media using AI to target hate speech. Then you've got AI being used in China and India now to help in the crime-fighting process. Then Elon Musk warns AI could create an immortal dictator from which we can never escape. What if we're already there and we don't even know it yet? And think about this as well. This is not one of my fields that I consider myself to be that well versed on, AI and tech stuff. I read about it so I can have a discussion, but I'm not that well versed on it. But here's what I'm thinking. If this is how we're rolling out AI, if we're rolling out AI to censor hate speech and to fight crime, think about what we're grooming for the future of AI. If we are essentially creating AI and grooming it, and this is how it's being nurtured, think about what we're nurturing for the future of AI. It's going to think that, you know, the biggest problems are speech and making sure crime is stopped. So think about a dictator that operates like that, that's main focuses are censoring hate speech and stopping crime. How long before everyone ends up in a prison camp under that AI system? And that's what Elon Musk is warning. So there you go. No more laws. Government can do anything. Show me the man. I'll show you the crime. On the brink of World War III with Russia over a false flag in Syria that media and the government is going along with while nobody else wants this war. And then you've got AI being rolled out and experts saying it could become an immortal dictator. Still want to watch the Jersey Shore? Still want to watch Who's Got Talent? Still want to know who Kim Kardashian is dating or her sisters are dating? Still want to make sure you know about every player on your favorite ball team? Well, if you do, I guess I'm actually envious of you that you can live in such eternal bliss while the entire planet is on the verge of potential extinction. Whether it be AI, whether it be World War III, whether it be a team of lawyers that looks into every human being with no bounds and no laws, find me the man, I'll find you the crime. And that's where we're at. And that's where we're at. Now, let's real quick focus on why this situation with Mueller is so dangerous. Listen to what Rand Paul said on Fox last night that really puts it all into perspective.
So I think this investigation no longer has much to do with Russia. But I would warn people around America who say, oh, that don't like the president, oh, this is just fine because it's against President Trump. This is an enormous power that can be used against anybody. You remember what Chuck Schumer said a couple of months ago? He says, if you cross the intelligence agencies, they can screw you six ways to Sunday. This is about enormous power, prosecutorial power, but also power in the intelligence communities. We have to rein this in, or every American citizen is exposed to this kind of abuse of power.
How would you rein it in?
We shouldn't have these special prosecutors.
Fire Mueller, potentially, we'll talk about that.
Now, you're right. It's actually hard politically to fire Mueller, but the thing is, we never should have had Mueller.
Perhaps not the right thing to do at this time.
We've given too much power to a prosecutor who's no longer looking at Russia. He's looking at some kind of personal dealings with the president's lawyer. And imagine, once they get this, they've got all of the information that the president...
He was never looking at Russia, though.
And they say, oh, we're not going to use the stuff that's attorney-client privilege. But they're going to read it. And you think once they've read it, it might give them ideas of other places to look? There's this concept called parallel construction. They don't actually use the information they read.
So think about this. So as Rand Paul correctly points out, don't forget about Chuck Schumer...
And the intelligence, you cross the intelligence agencies, they got five ways of Sunday to getting back at you.
Well, what the hell does that mean? Did you just threaten the president with the intelligence agencies? Oh, and then what do the intelligence agencies do? They lie about Russian collusion, they lie about a chemical attack in Syria, and then they box Trump into a corner where he's either forced into World War III with Russia, or he has to back down to a chemical attack in Syria because he's a Russian agent. Oh, is that what you were talking about, you dirty rat, Chuck Schumer? You. But now Chuck Schumer has introduced a bill to protect Robert Mueller from being fired. Guys, roll clip 16.
By his own words, it's clear the president may be considering firing the special counsel.
This is one of the dirtiest rats in political history, this guy.
And on a bipartisan basis, by reaffirming our belief that the president cannot fire special counsel without law.
Give that rat a piece of cheese.
And by passing legislation.
You like cheese, you little rat?
That any attempts to remove Robert Mueller will be unsuccessful. We should not abide the president's attempt to dissolve on the rule of law. In America.
All right, take this rat off. Take him down. Pot him down. So Lawless Mueller. We're going to protect Lawless Mueller while Mark Zuckerberg is going to test the creator of Facebook. He's giving a testimony under oath. We need to get his testimony 2 days in a row. Live. Total political theater. Total distraction. We need to get Mueller on a stand. That's who needs to be testifying. That's who needs to be questioned right now by Congress. But he's lawless. He's above everything. He's supposed to look into Russian collusion. Now he's raiding Trump's attorneys' offices, raiding Trump's attorneys' homes, taking documents pertaining to some relationship in the past with a porn star. Totally lawless, totally illegal. And Chuck Schumer says we have to protect this individual. Why? And then there's this other angle. It's like, are they trying to bait Trump into firing Mueller so that they can get him for obstruction of justice? Or are they actually afraid that he will fire Mueller and they'll have nothing left to try to take him out? Again, it's all insane. It's all insane.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
stuck in an expensive time share contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Well, Alex Jones has been in D.C. invading the swamp. A lot of activity, a lot of great videos, a lot of great reports coming from the swamp, but he will be back in studio tomorrow when we kick off the 34-hour live broadcast spectacular. And this is all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of some of the specials that we have rolling on some of our most popular products, such as Alpha Power, which is currently 25% off. Salesforce is 50% off. BodEase is 25% off as well. So those are some of the most popular products that we have discounts on. How about the Mind and Body Challenge Pack, which features BrainForce Plus, another popular product, and the Real Red Pill? That pack is a 50% off pack combo right there. So take advantage of that. And, of course, we're worried about our extremely popular 4.9-star review Survival Shield X2 We're worried about having a limited supply of that in the very near future. In fact, perhaps even running out of that formula. So take advantage of, and it's 25% off, I believe, too. So we're literally running out. It's becoming a more scarce product, and we're cutting the price. So this could be the last chance that we ever have this formula. In fact, that looks like the ad. So we might now know your last chance for pure, affordable, high-quality iodine. So it's almost impossible to source this now, especially that we've created this market and there's all this competition. But that's the best right there, Survival Shield X2, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it before it runs out of stock, 4.9-star reviews, over 6,000 reviews. I challenge you to find another product that has that great of a rating in the rating system that actually verifies the rating. So there you go, Survival Shield X2, 25% off. Could be the last run, 4.9-star review right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the hats. Check out the ball caps. Become an auto ship subscriber with the toothpaste, with the shampoo. Stuff like that that you know you're going to need. Brain Force Plus, whatever the case may be. You get on auto ship. You also get a 10% discount. And right now, when you have an order of $50 or more, you get free shipping. So take advantage of all the specials. And if you like the expansion of InfoWars, if you like us hiring more reporters, doing more live broadcasts, doing more live 34-hour deals, having Alex on the road, having me on the road, having multiple reporters on the road, then support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to rub your thumb in the eye of George Soros or Anderson Cooper, then go to InfoWarsStore.com, because nothing angers them more than the fact that they can't stop you from supporting us. Nothing angers the deep state and the globalists more than the fact they cannot stop you from spending your money at InfoWarsStore.com and expanding our operations. And that's how you make it all possible. And that's how we can come out here and use our platform that reaches millions of people to say, we don't want World War III with Russia. America doesn't want World War III with Russia. Trump's base does not want World War III with Russia. We don't believe the intelligence reports that say Assad is launching chemical attacks on his own people. In fact, they're so lazy and nonchalant about their false flags now, they don't even do the due diligence of coming up with a motive, coming up with evidence. No, they just tell you. Nikki Haley tweets out in June, in the future, we're blaming any and all attacks in Syria on Assad. Even though the United States with John McCain and Barack Obama is arming the Syrian rebels, they've been sending arms and money over there. Don't tell anyone that. But any attacks in Syria are Assad's fault. Even though the armed rebels that McCain was meeting with actually left 30 tons of chemical weapons behind when they were kicked out of the country. No, it's all Assad. And so that's why InfoWars exists. That's why they hate us at CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS, because they can't control the narrative. In fact, we're bigger than them now. They don't even know what to do because we're bigger than them. It used to be, okay, InfoWars, kind of a voice in the dark. All right, okay, Alex Jones is kind of growing now. Well, okay, maybe if we just demonize him and make up lies about him, we'll keep him down. And then it just empowered him more, and he got bigger. And now InfoWars is one of the most impactful news organizations in the world. CNN dreams of the day that it has the impact and the audience of InfoWars, let me tell you. Oh, there's the London Telegraph. John McCain denies he knowingly posed with rebel kidnappers in Syria. I wasn't there. That wasn't me. Mr. McCain, we have the photo, and we have you on tape bragging about it. No! What are you? Oh, my brain tumor. I've forgotten. Sad. Really sad. And so it doesn't matter. Again, they run the false flag. Don't even give an Assad motive. Don't even show us the evidence. Just say, yep, it was Assad. And we already told you it was Assad back in June before it even happened. You understand? I'm Nikki Haley from the UN, the UN ambassador for the United States. I can predict the future. I am a psychic. I'm Nikki Haley. I told you in June that Assad would attack his own people. Or, well, actually, I told you that we'd blame Assad. I didn't say Assad would attack his own people. I just said we'd blame Assad. And so that's what we did. Because I'm Nikki Haley, I predict the future. I can see everything. Oh, it doesn't matter that every other chemical attack has been proven not to be Assad and shown to be a false flag. It doesn't matter that we have multiple instances of footage coming out of Syria where they're claiming it's an attack or this, that, or the other thing that ends up being fake footage. Staged. Remember the Syrian boy that went totally viral? And it turned out it was all fake. You don't remember if you weren't watching Fox News. You don't remember if you were watching CNN. You only remember if you were watching InfoWars. Oh, yeah, this is the new one, right, guys, that Syrian girl was playing yesterday? Oh, the white hat. Okay, yeah, these are the same white hats that are there every time there's some attack. And here they are taping a mannequin challenge. And then, oh, he's hurt. Oh, help me. Yeah. It's magic, though. Don't you see? It's called World War III magic. And we cannot get behind this. We have to show Trump. You have to let Trump know you don't want World War III with Russia. Email the White House. Email your local congressman. Email your local representatives. Tell them they're not getting your vote again if they don't send a message to Trump saying they don't want World War III with Russia. Here's a BBC story. Mother Agnes, Syria's detective nun, who says gas attack film faked. They've been caught filming these things, faking them multiple times. You know, see why they want InfoWars shut down? You can't start World War III with fake news if there's real news telling the people it's fake news. It's not going to happen on CNN or MSNBC. Thank God for Tucker Carlson willing to step out on a limb and question what's going on in Syria and not want to go to World War III with Russia. Be a good American, Tucker. Be a good American. War. We want war. We want war. No, we don't want war. We're sick of war. I can't even drive down a road in Austin without hitting a damn pothole. But let's go to war in Syria because we're neocon hawks. I'm the walrus John Bolton. You don't get away with a false flag on my watch. Or I guess you do get away with the false flag, and then I go to war with Russia. And this is all going on. And, you know, where are the peacenik liberals? Searching, where are the peacenik anti-war liberals? Where is Bernie Sanders? Anybody seen him? Anybody heard from Bernie Sanders? Hello? Anybody heard from CNN and MSNBC? What, now you want war with Russia? Okay, here's the latest segment. In this segment on CNN and MSNBC, we're going to tell you all about Trump colluding with Russia. In the next segment, we'll tell you about how relations with Russia are worse than ever, and we're going to war with Russia because of Trump. And then their average audience viewer is so dumbed down, so ignorant, has the mind of a goldfish, that they actually fall for it. Even though they give you two different flavors of propaganda in back-to-back segments that do not work when you compare the two, but they still fall for it. And so here we are again.
The intelligence agencies have 5 ways of Sunday of getting mad at you.
The intelligence agencies say that Assad gassed his own people. Oh my gosh, we have to go to war with Russia.
The intelligence agencies say Trump colluded with Russia.
Oh my gosh, we have to probe Trump-Russia. Thanks for telling us, Chuck Schumer, about the intelligence agencies and how corrupt they are. Thanks for showing us, Nikki Haley, that this whole thing was a planned event. Thanks, guys. We still don't want World War III, though, so please don't bomb us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.